Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while. We paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's Gabriel Mark Hasselbeck in a tune called Count Me In, along with Earth, Wind, and Fire to start off this hour. It's Sterling Fox back from the Catalina Island Jazz Tracks Festival, where last Thursday night I had the enormous pleasure of introducing Gabriel Mark Hasselbeck to the crowd on the beach. It was a beautiful evening, unlike last weekend in Southern California. Here, last weekend here was the atmospheric river, and down there, you wouldn't know. It was sunny and warm, and on the Thursday night, of course, it was the full Hunter moon. So Gabe is on stage on the beach with the ocean, the harbor, the ships at anchor, and this orange full Hunter moon rising in the sky behind him. It was very dramatic. His set was incredible and very well received. What a pleasure to be there and enjoy a Vancouver musician receiving great applause and warmth from fans, jazz fans from all over North America show up at that one. And it was, and then of course we were very fortunate. Gabe was followed by Ray Parker Jr. And then the whole bunch of us went out to dinner, had a lot of laughs and a great time. And that was the kickoff evening, and things just got better from there. So again, our winners Lynn and Colleen from Burnaby's probably still trying to sort out all of the activities and all of the stuff that happened. It was a very busy, memorable few days. Nice to be back, though. Music this hour includes Sade and Billy Joel, and right now here's Michael Browning, and he's all set to enjoy Happy Hour on the Wave.
Sometimes my heart feels empty. Sometimes my heart is full. And sometimes that soul train stops at the bottom of the hill. But are there still smoke from the fire? Making shadows cross the sky. The moon is getting higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Looking back at you and I. You can paint it yellow, you can paint it blue. So tell me where it hurts, baby.
Tell me where it hurts.
And where the rain gets in.
Where the rain gets in.
Show me where the rain goes in. Just like it did back then. Sometimes I think I'm dreaming, and all my troubles fade away. And I know you feel like screaming, but everybody feels that way. So tell me where. Hurts, baby. And where the rain gets in.
Where the rain gets in.
Show me where the rain goes in. Just like it did back then. Just like it did back.
Wave 98.3, Mark Jordan, and Tell Me Where It Hurts. Also, Happy Hour, Michael Browning in there as well. It is 3:17, Wave 98.3, presenting Steve Oliver and Kat Levan, back for another round of holiday magic. I know we're a little ahead of time, but it's a small venue, a very, very popular venue, a fabulous location. We're talking about Blue Frog Studios in White Rock, which, of course, was originally built as a recording studio. So the acoustics are, to say the very least, superb. And it's a small room, very intimate atmosphere, lovely place to see a show. But the reason we're on this so early is because we know it'll sell out. So we thought we'd tell you about it early enough in the game that if you'd like to join us on December 14th for Holiday Magic, again with Steve Oliver and Kat Levan. They were in Burnaby last year and just had a fine, fine time. Vince Mine was with them last year, and it was just a splendid evening of holiday music. And they're going to do it all over again for us, back by popular demand, you might say, with the venue changing from Burnaby to White Rock this year. So if you're interested, and we hope you are, and able to join us on Saturday, December 14th, I will be your MC. Also looking forward to that assignment. And tickets are available right now at bluefrogstudios.ca.
Wave 98.3 welcomes British Columbia's largest model train exhibition to the PNE Forum, November 2nd and 3rd. We've put aside a family pack of passes for you at wave98.3.fm, plus a chance at a sleeper car trip for two aboard Via Rail's The Canadian to Edmonton. It includes all meals along the way and your own sleeper plus berths. The Vancouver Train Expo, November 2nd and 3rd at the PNE Forum. Log on to wave98.3.fm for your chance to see the show and ride the rails.
Well, hello there. It's Phil Evans with Life Around Town in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. North Shore Craft Beer Week is back for another round of laid-back fun this November. Roll out the barrel for 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting the incredible craft breweries that call the North Shore home. And remember to get your tickets in advance for the wrap-up party November 15th at the Pipe Shop. It usually sells out. All the ticket info at wave98.3.fm. British Columbia's largest model train expo rolls into the PNE Forum November 2nd and 3rd. Vancouver Train Expo is for everyone, from hobbyists and modelers to kids and families. Tickets available at the door. And the Wave is thrilled to support the Ocean Film Festival World Tour. This year's festival highlights the beauty and power of the ocean, Thursday, November 7th at the Centennial Theater in North Van. Full info, wave98.3.fm. Life Around Town is in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Visit them online at kpu.ca.
Well, it's sunshine has finally reached downtown Vancouver, and thanks to all who are taking a few moments to say, well, it's sunny here, and that includes a longtime Wave fan, DA, who sent us a really nice shot of what appears to be Spanish Banks about a half an hour ago, bathed in sunshine. And that's the deal for tomorrow as well. Morning showers and cloudy, gloomy stuff, and then it breaks into a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, warming up again to about 12 degrees. And then for Thursday, no morning gloomy stuff, just a mix of sun and cloud all day long. And then for Friday and the weekend ahead, we're back to clouds and showers on Friday and rain for Saturday and Sunday. So a couple of decent afternoons and a good-looking Thursday before we get back to the wet stuff. Do try and factor that into your outdoor schedule for the next few days. Right now in downtown Vancouver, delighted to report the sunshine has reached us, and it's 11 degrees here at 555 West Georgia. Music from Rebecca Angel. This is Waiting in Vain, Wave 98.3.
Cause there's so much here, I'm so waiting there. I don't wanna wait in vain.
Dinner with friends is cool. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. The good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion, don't change the color of your hair. Passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation, never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Hey.
98.3. That is UNOM rising to the top. For your Tuesday afternoon, it is 3:33. We have sunshine and 11 degrees here in downtown Vancouver. And here's Boz Skaggs. This is Heart of Mine. Wave 98.3.
Yeah.
Gambill is his name, and that's Light This Candle. Wave 98.3, along with Notion from Alfie Zappacosta, and of course, Heart of Mine, great musical memories from Boz Scaggs. On this now sunny Tuesday afternoon, we have 11 degrees downtown at 3:45.
All aboard! Get ready for an unforgettable weekend of trains, tracks, and family fun at the Vancouver Train Expo, November 2nd and 3rd at the PNE Forum. There's something for everyone with intricate model rail displays and endless vendors with all things trains. It's BC's biggest model railway show. Tickets available at the door. For details, visit VancouverTrainExpo.ca. The Vancouver Train Expo, where the magic of trains comes alive.
Tomorrow's forecast, very similar today. Morning clouds and possibly showers, and then this in the afternoon. Okay, more of this on Thursday, and then, well, back to dampish stuff beyond that for the Friday and into the weekend. So enjoy the good stuff while we can. Sunshine and 11 downtown right now with Gnarls Barkley on the wave.
day all my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet. You know that ghost is me. Could tell, just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. But heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard. A movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way. I've got to say that I just don't.
Is CIWV-FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. With record-breaking advance voting and a storm on Election Day behind us, Elections BC says at least two recounts and a final count still stand in the way of official results. The initial count concluded Saturday night, but it will take the nonpartisan Elections BC office at least another week before a final count ends. So far, recounts are required for two electoral districts where the difference between the leading candidates was 100 votes or fewer. Early estimates show that 57% of registered voters turned out this year compared to the 54% in 2020, the most ballots ever cast in a BC election, was just over 2 million, beating the previous record of around 1.9. By current count, the BC NDP hold 46 seats, the Conservatives 45, and the Green Party 2. As BC prepares for this year's respiratory illness season, the provincial health officer is urging everyone to receive the latest vaccines to help protect themselves and their loved ones. Dr. Bonnie Hedry said this fall is the time of year when the province sees increases in viral respiratory illnesses, including influenza and COVID-19. The province's immunization program began October 8th. More than 369,000 doses so far have already been given, beating the previous open week record required by 4,000 doses. Henry assured the new, now available, updated COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna will provide good protection, at least in the short term, against infection of all slightly mutated Omicron strains. And rapid antigen tests are still available at pharmacies around BC, Dr. Henry said. Older tests are able to detect the later strains of Omicron, and so they're being recommended to be used for people who are symptomatic. In sports, the Canucks are still on the road. They play the Blackhawks and North Vancouver's Connor Bedard in Chicago on TV at 5 o'clock our time this afternoon. The Whitecaps are in Portland tomorrow evening, 7:30 kickoff. It is the battle for the final playoff spot in the West, the winner of which will play LAFC. The BC Lions on this last regular season weekend.